Kansas City's Rock Station hotline ringing, and that can only mean one thing. We're getting a visit from a special guest, and I am told that our friend Corey Taylor from Slipknot is on the other line. Hello, Corey. How are you, sir?
Oh, my love. How are you today?
Just a little gay.
You like that?
From you, it's okay.
I make gay really kind of masculine. It's pretty sweet.
And that's okay, and anybody that can make me the femme is pretty tough.
I know my way around it.
Well, how about this, man? The All Hope Is Gone World Tour kicking off in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then tomorrow night, day number two here at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, your first chance to come into the new arena. And the second night of the tour, kudos to you guys. You guys always like to start the tour off in the Midwest. How nice is that?
You know, it's just about, you know, bringing it home. You know what I'm saying? For us, it's good to kind of show the roots, you know, and give love back to where we, you know, where this kind of germinated, basically. And it's always a great way to rev up because, you know, you never know what to expect when you hit either coast. But when you come to the Midwest, you know exactly what you're in for, and it's just great shows.
Yeah, that's the best part about your band is you have always flown the flag for the middle of America, the heart of America, because all these other bands like to start off in Philadelphia or Dallas or, you know, L.A. or Seattle or someplace. But you guys always start at home and have always sort of brought the Midwest to the rest of the country and showed everybody that where you're from kicks as much ass as anywhere else, and I think that's pretty badass.
And that's exactly it. You know, I think, you know, the bands out there, the tour, you know, they know the love that, you know, the Midwest has for great music and, you know, for great shows. So, you know, for us, it's great to just put it out there and just kind of wear that as a badge of honor. You know, I can remember being a kid and just waiting for those shows to come through. And, you know, when they did, you know, it was just all out chaos.
With it being such an intense show, how many days does it take for you to sort of get firing on all cylinders, or do you take care of that during the concert rehearsals?
You just play it by ear, you know? I mean, the first thing you got to do is just know your body and know where you're at, and then, but, you know, there's that just that switch that just clicks on, and you just go for it regardless of where you're feeling it. So first couple of shows are a little painful, you know? I mean, to say the least, but you know, after that, it's all butter. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully we can kind of get those muscles going during rehearsals and stuff right now.
How many interviews have you done for this tour so far?
This would be four.
This is your fourth one?
So far.
Is everybody asking you who the hell idea it was to put Slipknot next to Coheed and Cambria fans?
That was us, man. I mean,
is it really?
Us, absolutely. We wanted to, you know us. I mean, people know by now that whenever we put a tour together, we're going to put something together that's going to blow people's minds, you know? I mean, because at the end of the day, it's not just about us. It's the package we bring with us.
Sure.
Coheed is a great band. They're a great live act. I think they're going to complement us really well.
Corey Taylor from Slipknot joining us playing tomorrow night over at the Sprint Center. Tickets available at 989therock.com. Corey, what can we expect this time different from other times? I mean, you guys always bring a unique stage show. What do you have planned for us this time that we haven't seen before?
We've revamped the set completely. It's going to be a completely different set with a lot of different songs. You know, I mean, there's going to be the usual suspects, but this time around, like, we're really bringing it. And, I mean, I'm really excited. I can't wait. We're setting this stuff up, and we're going to run through, basically around the same time that the tour starts. So it's pretty sweet right now.
All right, man. Corey, thanks for taking time, man. All Hope Is Gone is the name of the CD. The show kicks off tonight up north and then comes down to Kansas City for the Sprint Center. First time you guys come in to lay waste to the Sprint Center with Coheed and Cambria and Trivium. Tickets on sale at your Ticketbastard locations or at 989therock.com. Corey Taylor, thanks for taking time out and talking to us, man.
No worries, Paul. Take it easy, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate it.